As I sat in my car this morning, with the defroster on and the heat blasting, I thought about warmer weather. It seemed like just a few weeks ago I was sitting at the dinner table with my friends and family enjoying one of my favorite Maryland treats, blue crabs. In fact, my first summer job was steaming crabs for Baltimore's own Fadley's Seafood, and I can't remember a summer without eating crabs. Sadly, it will be a while before I get to dig into this summer staple again, and it seems like forever until I'll need air conditioning in my car. An iconic symbol of Maryland, the blue crab is so named from its blue-tinted shell and bright blue legs. Though most of us know them as bright red and covered in Old Bay, they only get this coloring after they're cooked. Their scientific name, Calanectes sapidus, means beautiful swimmer, due to their graceful movement through the water. Males, or jimmies, have a long pointed flap under their bellies that resembles a tie, and females, or sooks, have a larger rounded flap that looks more like an apron. A true Maryland mascot, these creatures can survive in brackish waters, like the Chesapeake Bay, and are able to move from fresh water to the salty sea without any problems. However, the life of a crab is strenuous, and the chance of survival is low. As a juvenile, they will travel and molt multiple times before they reach maturity. During this cycle, they hope to avoid being eaten by striped bass, birds, other crabs, and of course humans. Even if they reach maturity, adult crabs only live to be about 3 years old. Female crabs will only mate once in a lifetime, during the summer months. Of the tens of millions of eggs that females produce, only about 2 will reach full maturity. Crabs base their life cycle around currents and water conditions. Initially, the eggs thrive in high salinity and float in and out of the mouth of the bay eating zooplankton. The eggs will molt 7 times as they grow into a more larval stage. They then use the tide to drift into the bay and eventually settle into more structured habitats. The tiny crab uses seagrass as protection while it grows, and it will molt 16 to 20 more times before reaching full maturity. If you enjoy soft-shell crabs, you are eating the crabs during one of their molting stages. Most hard-shell crabs are harvested right before they molt, which makes them easier to peel. Males will shed their exoskeleton as they grow throughout their life, but females will only shed once before mating. Both adult and juvenile crabs will bury in sediment during winter months, leaving just the antennae and the tips of their eyes visible. Blue crabs are not particularly picky when it comes to their diet. They will eat clams, mussels, snails, dead fish, plants, and if they can't find another food source, they will eat smaller blue crabs. With a diet as varied as theirs, you would think they could easily grow large. But males typically only average to be 9 inches, and females are a few inches smaller. Even so, they're one of the most commercially and recreationally fished species in the Chesapeake. While there are an estimated 455 million blue crabs in the bay in 2017, this number reflects an 18% decrease from the previous year. The blue crab population is essential to a successful ecosystem in the bay. Their larvae are a critical food source, and adult crabs are among the top consumers of bottom-dwelling organisms. The blue crab is not only a staple for your summer gatherings, it's also a sign of a healthy ecosystem. You can learn more about our listening area's crabs by visiting explorenature.org. The Nature of Things is produced by Irvine Nature Center for WYPR. For Irvine Nature Center, I'm Executive Director Brooks Paternot.